From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is fairly close to a deal with congressional leaders regarding undocumented immigrants who came into the country as children during the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Last night, Leader Pelosi and I had a constructive meeting with President Trump and several members of his cabinet. One of our most productive discussions was about the DACA program, in which we all agreed on a framework.
President Trump confirmed that a plan was in the works, but that it was subject to getting massive border security. On a visit to storm-ravaged Florida Thursday, President Trump applauded emergency personnel and the military for their response to Hurricane Irma, which inflicted heavy damage several days ago as it churned up the western side of the state.
The job that everybody has done is incredible.
There have been at least 25 storm-related deaths in Florida, and the president praised first responders and their relief crews for preventing more. Recovery efforts are underway, but officials have cautioned that it will take a long time to repair the damage left by the hurricane that also devastated several Caribbean islands. A top priority is restoring power to the estimated 3 million customers across the state who remain without electricity. Two Islamic State attacks in Iraq have killed at least 50 people and wounded another 80. Officials said the attacks took place near Nasiriya, the capital of Dakar province. Militants opened fire at a restaurant, and then shortly afterwards, an explosive-laden vehicle struck a nearby security checkpoint. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the crisis currently facing Rohingya may be the defining moment for Myanmar's civilian-led government. Philip Alexio reports.
Tillerson says the international community should support Aung San Suu Kyi, but also be very clear to the military and the government power-sharing structure that this is unacceptable.
And I think it is important that the global community speak out in support of what we all know the expectation is towards the treatment of people, regardless of their ethnicity, and that we must, this violence must stop, this persecution must stop. It's been characterized by many as ethnic cleansing. That must stop.
A forthcoming United Nations General Assembly session is scheduled to review the situation in Myanmar during two special meetings in the coming days and weeks. A spokesman for the Myanmar government confirmed that Aung San Suu Kyi will not travel to New York, but remain in Myanmar to deal with the ongoing security situation. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
More than 100 women kidnapped in 2014 by Boko Haram militants in Nigeria are finally preparing to return home. Pascal Davies has the story.
Nigeria's Chibok girls, once kidnapped by Islamist group Boko Haram, now celebrating their freedom. 106 of them have been staying in a government-owned facility where they've received psychological and medical care. They'll finally join their families. 270 girls were kidnapped by Boko Haram in 2014. 82 were freed in May after mediation by the government, and another 24 were released or found last year. Boko Haram's seven-year insurgency has spread fear across the country. The militant group has killed over 15,000 people and displaced at least 2 million others.
Reporter Pascal Davies. The U.S. Treasury Department has imposed sanctions against 11 entities and individuals for supporting Iranian activity the Trump administration considers hostile, including cyber attacks against U.S. financial institutions. The action freezes any assets the individuals and companies hold in the U.S. and bars U.S. citizens, residents, and companies from doing business with them. Leaked case files show egregious mishandling of sexual misconduct allegations against UN peacekeepers in Central African Republic, according to the Code Blue program, which obtained the reports. The UN peacekeeping mission in CAR has had the highest number of misconduct allegations in the world last year. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.